Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, it's been my observation throughout life that nothing's really changed. People want and need the same things. Technology has changed. Attitudes have changed. But the basic needs of people, the basic wants of people are always the same. It's just inside of us. It's just the way we are. But technology has brought us closer together. It's made us more aware. We can be more educated. There's more information available to us, which is a good thing and a bad thing. And of course, you're going to find in business, when I say nothing's changed, you're going to find that you're dealing with coworkers, employees, people around you, and those people will always find something that makes them unhappy. There will always be a problem. There'll be a problem with a customer, there'll be a problem with a contract, there'll be a problem with the internet, your phones may go out, there will be a problem. There will be so many problems in business that you just can't believe the problem that you're having for the day. It's a problem of the day. But it's how we look at that problem. Problems in business are not something that's bad or terrible. Problems are something that moves the business forward. It drives you to more success. What does a problem really do? A problem says we're missing something. A problem says we haven't thought something through. A problem says we need to pay attention to something if we are paying attention. So when something happens that's considered a problem, if we say, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle that? That's absolutely terrible. How could this be happening to me and my business? Or we could say, something I need to pay attention to. I need a solution to this. I need a way of finding out exactly what's going on. I need to find out what my options are, and I need to make a choice to make sure this doesn't happen again and resolve this particular issue. And when you're doing that, what you're doing is you're getting stronger. You're growing a stronger business. You're understanding exactly what you need to do. You're reacting in the exact right way, and business gets better. Business gets stronger. And then when business gets better and stronger, something else pops up. And it gives you the option to solve that challenge, that problem. And when you solve that problem, your business gets stronger. So if you're continually having the same problem over and over again, you have to say to yourself, why am I not looking at this? Why am I not resolving it? You know, I've heard from business people a statement that they often make. They say something like, I spend my day putting out fires. Well, if that's the case, let's find out how the fire started. Let's solve the problem. And then when we do, business runs smoother, it runs better, and business will never be completely smooth. It'll never just go just the way you want it to go. Your job is to be the head problem solver. And when you do that, again, your business gets stronger. People start to respect you as the person who has the wisdom and the strength to get things done, who understands exactly what is needed, what's needed for the business, what's needed for the employee, what's needed for the customer, and what's needed to make a profit. So let's not run away from challenges. Let's run into them. Let's embrace them. Let's look at them. They are an opportunity. They are not something to be concerned about. It's only the only time you should be concerned is if you're not paying attention. All problems are solvable with the right information, the right understanding, and the right actions. You can overcome whatever it is you need to overcome in your business to move on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. It will never stop. And fortunately, it will never stop, because if you're having challenges in your business, if you're having problems, that means you're doing business. And the more business you do, the more problems you have. Let's not just repeat the same ones over and over and over again. To your success, to your problem solving. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Con- connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.